Well, I'm afraid we've had to leave the million-pound radio show as one of the presenters has been revealed as a pervert. Something of a surprise. I always presumed they were both perverts. So, in the meantime, here's episode 3 of Black Skull.
The year is 1631, and the Spanish Main is being terrorized by that most barbaric of pirates, Captain Blackskull, a man who rules his ship through tyranny and terror.
Now listen here, you scurvy sons of dogs. Round the next bay be a galleon full of Spanish doubloons, bound for Hispaniola. Only it ain't gonna get there, see, cause we're gonna board it and slip the gizzards of the crew till the bilges are awash with their blood, and then we helps ourselves to the gold. What do you say, me hearties? Shall we go cut some throats? Ha ha!
No, Captain.
What do you mean, no?
I means no, Captain. We don't like the way you're a-running this here ship, and we reckons we ain't gonna stand for it no more. Reckons we've had enough, ain't we, boys?
That's right,
yeah.
We've had enough.
Oh, I gets it, you stinking swabs. You wants a bigger share of the loot, does ya?
No, Captain.
Then I suppose you wants my treasure map, which shows where I buried the treasure from that there Portuguese man-o-war.
No, Captain.
Then what do you want?
We wants a training day.
A training day?
Summer. We want a training day, preferably in a nice hotel near Hastings. Where all us sea dogs can sit us down and pool our experience, compare work methods, and prioritize objectives, damn your eyes.
Prioritize objectives?
That's right. There's not a man on this ship what knows how to use any tense apart from the present.
That's because you're pirates. And ever since pirates begins, pirates only speaks in the present tense, does pirates. First man on this ship as uses the past or pluperfect tense, dies where he stands. Or a conditional. And the next one what mentions trading days is keel-hauled, dragged beneath the ship till the barnacles rip open his belly, and death comes as a merciful blessing.
Well, that's no way to motivate people, is it?
Don't you start, first mate.
Threatening to rip open the bellies of your staff? Call that man management?
Well, he's no real managerial grounding, see? He was a plain midshipman originally. He should go on a course or something, you know.
Quiet, you insolent lovers!
Well, give us our training days. How else are we supposed to meet the challenges of the 1640s?
I want an occupational health officer.
Aye, and a crash.
Silence! Any more of your mutinous whining and I'll rip out your eyes and feed them to the sharks. I'm the captain here, and this ship be mine, do you hear? Mine! Mine!
On Captain Kidd's ship, they get to do role-playing.
Shut up!
All get to do each other's job for a day. Got a new captain now. Bolsonaris liked being captain so much, he had your captain thrown overboard.
Well, here's some role-playing. I'll play the captain, and you play a man who's about to be stabbed.
Ship ahoy! It's Spanish galleon!
Now listen here, you filthy dogs. That there galleon is full of gold, and we be pirates. And pirates don't need training days. All pirates needs is a black heart and a sharp cutlass. What do you say, lubbers? Will you follow your captain as we storm that there galleon?
I'll be there with you.
Because pirates is bold and brave and lives for the moment, see? So in a moment, we sails alongside that there galleon, swings across on our boarding ropes, cuts the throats of any Spanish soldier what stands in our way, and then loads ourselves up with silver and gold.
Silver and gold.
And then we piles up all the treasure on the main deck, and then we counts it doubloon by doubloon, jewel by jewel. And then, once we know how much booty we've gained through our deeds of black-hearted, blood-soaked evil, we'll gather it all up and invest it in a nice little pension scheme. What do you say, me arties?
A nice little pension scheme!